Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about building a high-resolution wireless scrolling device. It's a fascinating journey from problem to prototype.
Sounds intriguing. So what sparked this whole endeavor? Worn down finger from excessive scrolling?
Precisely. Our creator here, plagued by endless scrolling, couldn't find a solution that fit their needs. They needed wireless, high-resolution, and ergonomic, a tall order.
I see. Existing solutions fell short, huh? Repurposed mice, low-resolution encoders, not quite cutting it.
Exactly. Even projects with custom hardware missed the mark on high resolution. But then, a breakthrough, a hidden gem in the QMK firmware project, the resolution multiplier.
Resolution multiplier? That sounds technical. Break it down for us.
Think of it as a divisor for your scrolling input. It lets you fine-tune how much scrolling happens per click. Want to scroll half a line? Set the multiplier to 16, assuming your default is 8 lines per click.
Got it. So on to the proof of concept. What did they use?
A repurposed magnetic rotary position sensor, an AS547P, an NRF52840 for Bluetooth and quadrature decoding, all housed in a quick 3D printed shell.
Sounds promising. Did it work?
Surprisingly well. The scrolling was granular and responsive. But there was a snag.
Uh-oh, what went wrong?
The quadrature decoder was a tad slow. It couldn't keep up with fast scrolling, leading to inaccuracies. Solution? Ditch the quadrature interface and use absolute position sensing with the AS5600.
Clever. A 12-bit resolution, tiny changes detectable, impressive precision.
Absolutely. But the journey doesn't end there. Ergonomics came into play. Testing different shapes, adding a knob, lots of CAD work, resulting in a sleek puck-like design.
Nice, but 3D printing can be tricky. Any challenges there?
Oh, definitely. Supports. Lots of them. Our creator used a clever trick with marker ink as a release agent for those pesky support interfaces. Very ingenious.
I see. So they used marker ink. Interesting. So they built custom PCBs for the electronics?
Two of them. Assembled beautifully, too. A shout out to PCBWay for the assist there.
Always nice to have a helping hand. So, final assembly. First power on. Any explosions?
Thankfully, no. Everything powered up smoothly. The device connected, scrolling tested, and it worked like a charm.
Fantastic. So a complete success?
Almost. The initial dial was too smooth, leading to unwanted drifting. The knob, while stylish, added to the imbalance, and the bottom cover needed some tweaking. So, back to the drawing board for some refinements? Exactly. A new, balanced dial cover, filled bearings to reduce smoothness, and a better-fitting bottom cover. The result? A near-perfect scrolling experience.
Wow, that's quite a journey. Any final thoughts?
This project highlighted the power of perseverance and ingenuity. It shows that even seemingly small problems can inspire amazing creations. And with that, we wrap up this discussion. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.